We are on the bottom of Trivia Dalit Amid Bays in the middle of this was a story, right? The Mishnah has sort of opened up a can of worms by talking about whether or not the husband and wife were in good terms before they went on vacation. And then based on that and based on what else is going on in the world, we had said that determines the believability of the woman when she says, "My husband died." So then the Gemara had said, the only reason they talked about, you know, that they were on good terms is because later on in this she talks about they're on bad terms. And it says the reason why there's a difference whether there's a machama in the general society as opposed to what's going on in their own marriage is in terms of verifying the husband being the one that died. So Rava had said, what's the reason that during the time of war, it's more suspicious whether or not she's telling the truth? Because she said, it looks like my husband died. Even if she didn't say it herself, she imagines it, or she suspects that that's what happened.
Fog of war.
What is that?
Fog of war.
Fog of war, is that a legal term?
No, it's a concept.
Right, okay. You don't know what happened.
Things get crazy.
Right.
No one, you know.
Right. Saka Daitech, and the Gemara said, "December Saka Daitech, Kani Yiglahu Pilot." Would we believe that everybody else died and he survived? That's what she basically says to herself. And we said, "In Tirs Lamar Kevin to Shalom Beinu Leveina Nachachad Achazia Zin In Demach Lebegira Oberumcha the Sever Vada Meis Iket Avin." Right, to the same extent where she could think that he definitely died, or she could think he escaped, but he actually died, so too it could be that he was clearly dead and somebody brought him back or something like that. Okay. Then the Gemara had said a statement. Sava Rava Lamema Rava and Eno Kamachama. The lo amra b'didami. Rava had thought that if there was a famine and everyone was dying, so then she would not have the same claim to say my husband died, or she wouldn't have the same insecurity, or wouldn't have the same lack of belief if it was based on a famine. If it was based on a fog of war, okay, fine. She might have been mistaken. But when it comes to the famine, we assume that she's more correct. Is that what we're saying here? Yeah. Well, no, this is, I'm still at stage number one. Gotta stay with me.
Rava says
that stage number one,
like wartime,
is that
she's not going to say, oh, well, everyone else is dying from famine, therefore my husband is dead.
Meaning, ultimately, she'll know for sure. If she says it, if she actually says my husband died, it's not because of a guesstimation. It's because she really knows.
Right.
Yeah, that's first. Stage number one is Rava thinks that it's an absolute, that we believe her. Hadar Amar Rava. Ravon Hare Hu Kil Kumochama. Then Rava changed his mind and said that no, they're the same thing. That just like you could be wrong about war, you could be wrong about famine too. Why? How do we know that? Because there was this woman that once came to Rava and she said to him that my husband died in famine. And he said to her, that's good that you did that. That means that you left him. Shaper about it, the shevevt nafshach. Is it good? Sagadaita tavahu porta dimfafisa, the shavaktole havachaye. Does it make sense that the little bit that he had left over, he would have lived off of? Like that. So Amrale, mar nam yada the chihai
gavah. You could have saved him. With a little bit of effort, you could have saved him.
Sagadaita tavahu porta dimfafisa, the shavak. No, I think it's a rhetorical question. Do you think, maybe that's what it means.
Rabbi Steinsoff is interpreting it as, Rabbi said to her, did you do well to save yourself by running away and leaving him? Did it enter your mind that with that small amount of sifted flour that you left him, he could have survived?
Right. Meaning Rabbi is saying to her, yeah, that little amount is probably not enough for him to live. You're probably right that he died.
He's
asking for real?
And she says, no, you know he couldn't have survived.
He's trying to trick her. That's all that's going on. He's trying to trick her. To basically admit that she's not really 100% sure.
Okay, so Amar Lei, Mar Nami Yadzadukhi Haigav Melo Chaye. She said to him, yeah, in that little amount, there's no way he could have lived. And the fact that she said that means that clearly she doesn't know, and it's not as clear cut as my husband just died. So therefore, Rava is fighting with this woman basically to imply that really the famine is also not as clear cut as war. Says the Gemara, Hadam Rava Ravan Gerira Mimuchama. That famine is even worse than, it's even less substantial or substantiated than a wartime. Why? The Ilu Mulchama, Kiyamar Meis Ba'ali Mulchama, Hudulam Hemna, specifically when at the time of war is when we don't believe her. Hamesa al mitasa mehemna, but if he's on his deathbed, we would believe him. V'ilu gavi ravon, ad amar mes ukvartiv. But when it comes to a famine, the only time that we do believe her is when she said he died and we buried him. And in Mahama, you don't have that, even that. Okay. So my polis harilka Mahama. Now, polis is something falls on him, like a house.
A building
falls on him. The Amra b'didami. Because she also says it only seems to me. Shiluach nechashim v'akravim. Snakes and scorpions, harenku mechama. The Amra b'didami, same thing. Why is that the same thing?
Because if she saw that there were a lot of snakes and scorpions, she might
assume he was in there?
Or knew that maybe she knew that he got bitten and assumed that while it's poisonous, he died.
I mean, it's also circumstantial.
Right.
Okay. Dever, when it comes to a plague, so then Amrila, Harehu Kokama, Amrila, and Kokama. Amrila, Harehu Kokama, Amri Vididami. She could say, yeah, he probably died in that plague. Amrila, and Kokama, some say it's not, because Disamchi ad Amri Enchi. There were 7 years of a famine.
A plague. And
of what?
We're talking about a plague.
It's not about a plague. But a person doesn't die before 7 years?
In other words, time. However, if he was due to die, he would have died. And if he wasn't due to die, he wouldn't die from a plague. The plague isn't going to wipe out everybody.
Why would we say that by a plague more than we would say that by snakes and scorpions? I guess because... No, I really don't get it.
Because
is this a theological claim?
No, because it's saying, snakes. It sounds like a plague could go for a very long time, like it says you're a 7-year plague. But, a person could survive, that's as long as the wife did not actually see her husband dead, she would never be sufficiently convinced.
So the question is really whether or not we could confuse her with the circumstances. When it comes to taking scorpions or a building falling down, so then there's a good chance she's going to be tricked because it's one big, calamity. But when it comes to a plague, which is very drawn out over many, many years, she's never going to think, oh, he probably died over the last 7 years sometime. Well, I guess looking back 7 years maybe, but... it's not as calamitous. I don't know.
But at least when she comes in the middle of the plague.
In the middle, yeah. She can't be as tricked. All right, that's a tough one to swallow, but okay. Yibayelahu, hachazika hi melchama ba'olam. We don't, the yeshiva asked that if she says that there's a war going on, Mahu, meaning
he comes back from overseas. We have
Yeah.
Right, but she claims that there was a war.
So then,
so Mi'amrin Mazel Shaker, do we say, what is? Why would she lie about that? And therefore, we have to consider it like she doesn't really know. The Baya Amra Shalom Balonki, she could have said that it was peaceful and he died, which would make her more believed. Odilma, Kevin de Chazaka Amra Bididami, once she's lying or once she's being tricked, so Lasi Mali Lashakar Umara Chazakte. The claim of what do I have to lose, why would I lie about that, is not going to help the Chazaka that she is already imagining things. So maybe, basically, long story short, she's making it all up, or maybe it's amigo. Amigo being, she could have said this, and she said that. So she's sort of, you know, hurting her credibility by saying that.
As in the notes here, that they, the Rishonim asked the question, that, you know, we said that if she, her husband was killed at war, we would have certainly accepted it if she said, I saw that he was killed, and we buried him.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't that be amigo when she says...
Oh, you're saying generally why shouldn't
right.
it be amigo anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So
okay, interesting question. Tashema, Ishenu Aleinu Bayis. There's a house that went up in smoke?
Yes, my house. We were in a house that went up in smoke.
Okay. Aleinu is a weird word there, but Ishenu Aleinu Mara, or something happened in a cave. Who made Sani Nisati in an MS? He died and I survived, and she's not believed. Bless you. So Gemara says, why isn't she believed? Wouldn't that be an amigo case? She could have said he just died. But instead, she made this whole elaborate claim that there was a cave or there's a fire or something. And therefore, and then we nonetheless don't believe her. Or do we think she made up the whole thing? So we're going to say, "No, Shani Hasan Darmin Allah, Yechad Yizach Yisrach Shnichsa, Yizay Nami Yisrach Shnichsa." Just like you were miraculously saved, maybe he was also miraculously saved. You can't know any better. But it's not because of the nature of her claim. Tashema Naflu Alav Ovdei Chachamim Naflu Aleinu Ovdei Chachamim Naflu Aleinu Listim. Who makes the Nisati Nameh? So in the case where she claims non-Jews or thieves came upon them and he died and she was saved, so she's believed. So why is she believed there? Presumably, and she's not just making it all up, because even though she claims the thieves came, she's still believed because she has amigo. What's amigo? She could have just said he died, as opposed to adding the calamitous event. So he says, "Nahasam kidir of Edi, damer of Edi, Isha klezaina aleha." She has kind of a weapon.
Her weapons are upon her. In other words, a woman is generally natural and safe to use because of her effect. If you're being a woman, protects her.
They're not worried about her.
She would most likely rape in that case.
Okay. All right. But it's not because of the amigo that we per se are believing her, but it's the circumstances that we believe her because of. Okay. Who? Yeah. Who Gavra? Or the weapon thing is. Yeah. Who Gavra de Bashilhe Hilule? There was once a man who, at the end of their wedding celebrations, Itzle Nurabe Negane, that there was a fire in his. I don't know.
Marriage residence.
His place of...
Yeah.
I have here a chuppah, but I can't mean a chuppah, but like we say.
It means where they're
going to
live during the...
Right, so Amr Lahu, Vizu, his wife said to the other people there, Chazu Gavrai, Chazu Gavrai. Look at my husband. He's dying, basically. Asu, Chazu Gavr, Charucha Deshtei Pisa Yada Deshadya. Oy, we saw this man basically burnt. What's this, extra hand or something?
It was a severed hand.
Severed hand? It was only a severed hand or his whole body?
There was a body in one place and
okay,
a severed
gotcha.
Hand in a distance.
So So Sava Rav Chiya, so she's claiming this is her husband. Sava Rav Chiya bar Avin Lameimar, Hainu, Yishenu Aleinu Bais, Yishenu Aleinu Mara. That this is the same case of, we were in a fire and my husband died. We were in a cave and my husband died. I would presume it's a different situation. Literally see the body. Rav, mi dami. Says Rav, who's to say that's the same thing? Hasam, lo kamra, chazak avrei, chazak avrei. She's not telling people to look. Va'od, gava charucha deshade, u'pizit yad deshadya. We have someone literally in front of us who's burned. So there's a very different claim. When she's not just coming here and said there was a fire somewhere, believe me, there's a fire. We can see it in our own eyes, basically.
I'm assuming, obviously, the body must have been burned enough that they couldn't.
Of course, yeah.
It was.
Of course.
Otherwise,
yeah. Rav Chiya bar Avin, Gavra Charucha Deshadya. Rav Chiya bar Avin, who had said that it's the same thing. So then, what are you claiming about this body? So Gemara says, Ema. Or maybe there was a firefighter that came and it happened to him. Not literally a firefighter, but someone who was trying to save them. This is the Shad Nur Italia. And the other hand could have been the husband's, but it doesn't matter. Then he could still be alive. Maybe he lost his hand because he was embarrassed about that. He didn't want to sort of live the rest of his life like that, and he ran away, something like that. Okay, I don't know, I have to get so fancy with it, but they just said it was a different guy. Okay. Ivailahu, in the end of the day, we don't know. We don't know what the source of her believing is. Is it because of the, or in the case of the, there was a fire, my husband, not the case, in the case of when she says there was a war that we don't know about, do we believe her or not? So we had not yet described, we have not yet decided which, whether we believe her. Let's say there's one witness that there's a war going on. So do we believe them that there's a war or no? Maybe we should believe them because it's something that's going to come out in the papers at some point. People are going to hear about this war, so therefore lo mashaker. Therefore, why would he lie about it now? Hachanami, in the case of a woman who is talking about her husband, also us milsa da avida ligluyehu. That the woman is not going to lie about it because we can just clearly see in the next week whether there was a war. People come back, we'll hear about it, whatever. So, oh, Dilma. Maybe the reason why she's believed is because the woman is the one who's going to then get married.
She's going to check it out.
And therefore, she wouldn't get remarried herself until she knows for sure that her husband died, because there are a lot of ramifications if you marry somebody else while your husband's still alive. And therefore, she believe haha, given to zim desanya lay lo daika mintsuba. But in this case, maybe at a time of war, she's not going to be as careful because she'll just assume that a lot of people are dying now. Stuff like that. So the first reason is maybe we should believe her more because it's going to come out in the open anyway. Or in the second reason would say that even though he could have died, the time of war is a time where she almost assumes that something bad is going to happen. Therefore, she's not going to check it as well. So Amar Rabbi Rami Baracham Atashema, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kishiradzi Lenaradal Abar Hashana, when I went to go make it a leap year, Masas Nechemia Ish Beis Dali, this was Nechemia person from Dali. So Amar Ali, he said to me, Shemat she'en masina seish v'erich tisra al p'yed achad ela Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The only person that would do it is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that would believe a woman to testify on her own that her husband died. This has nothing to do with wartime yet, I don't think. V'namti lo, and I said to him, I don't know what namti means, but basically means I responded, Ken hadvarim, it's true. It's only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Amar Ali, he said to me, this Nechemia character, that the highways are, you know, basically filled with soldiers. Because of the preponderance of soldiers going around and thereby the danger, so then, well, I guess we'll see in a second. So then we should believe even one woman. So my medina mishpeshes kayasos. What does that mean? Soldiers everywhere. Lav afa gav de medina zumishpeshes. Even though soldiers are all over the place, and it's what we would consider a time of war, nonetheless, kach mekaval nishmasin al piyei rechad. Nonetheless, we believe one witness. Alma erecher meheman. Therefore, it's clear that we believe one witness in a time of war.
Even during the time of war.
Yeah.
So I think he's saying, no, we believe one witness all the time, and we believe, Rabban Gamliel says we believe it even here in this time of war. So certainly when it's not a time of war, and the woman's going to be more likely to check it out, we're going to believe one witness.
Did anyone disagree with the fact that you believe a woman when it's not, there are no other circumstantial questions?
Yeah, well, we said, Shamati Shein Masina to Isha Beret Yisrael, Al Pi Eid Echad, Ella Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. But nobody accepted the Eid Echad except for Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't talking about it.
Yeah, and I just read the previous paragraph when it was trying to figure out whether to believe in Eid Echad B'Mahama, said, why do we believe in Eid Echad normally? Either because Avida L'Gluye or because Gufa Daikam in Sava. And now we're saying that no, in Eid Echad is not believed generally either. Okay. I'm not really sure whether the two have to fit with each other, but okay. So he says Amarava, Ihachi, if that was the case, if what Nehemiah meant was that this country is all, you know, full of soldiers, and nonetheless we believe her even at time of war. So the Mashna Medina Zoo, what does it have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Wherever there are Gaiasis, there's nothing new there Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, why is it that he's specifically responding about Eretz Yisrael? That was his original claim. In Messina to Ish Beretz Yisrael. Ella Amarava Hachi Kamar. Atem Yodim Shemidin is a Mishbash Tzkeas. You already know there are soldiers everywhere. Velo Evshar Li Lemishbach in Shevesi Umaisi Kamim Rabbanan. And I'm not able to leave my home at a time of war to come to the Chachamim. And he's just telling him, Kach Mekwam Yerba Gamil Shemassina Isha Alpi Yerechat. And he's just saying that because I can't go to the study hall because of the war, I wanted you to know that Rabbi Gamliel holds that you can marry a woman off based on only one testimony. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the war that he said that. There's no logic based on the wartime. So you can't necessarily be a Mevara the suffix from that story. So it says the Gemara Teshem Amasvich Netam Lichem Shaivainam Abba Yossi Ben Simai Besfina. They came on a ship, Vitava, and the ship sank. Vihisi Rabbi Nishosein Alpi Nashim. And Rabbi had married off the wives of the people that were on that ship based on women's testimony who saw the ship go down. V'hamayim k'mocham adamu. And the waters are like wartime. V'nashim afilu meya k'achadamu, k'edachadamu. And women's testimony is wonderful, but only as wonderful as one person's testimony. And therefore, through the transitive property, you have what we call here, Eid Echad B'Mochama. You don't have an Eid Echad or a Mochama, but it's the equivalent of an Eid Echad B'Mochama. Right? Because women's testimony about a drowning ship, sinking ship, is the same as one witness's testimony about a wartime death. So, Ubikatani, and it says, you see, that you can get married based on that. That's a marvelous tispera. You think that's a good raya? Maim she'em himself ninhu. Waters were the types of waters where you could never figure out whether or not the person survived. Maim she'em himself, ishto asura. And thereby, the waters that go on forever, who's to say that even though we don't see him here, he didn't wash up somewhere later on, you know, down the river? And therefore, we need a more bona fide type of testimony. Is that what it means?
Yeah, we're not going to accept the testimony. We just saw him go under the water and never saw him come back up.
Yeah. So why is it that Rebbe would have said that then?
So, Gemara's going to explain what the case that Rebbe said it is.
Right? If that was the case, so then it couldn't be. Ella hechidami, the Amri askinhu, come on. The women testified that it's not just that we saw them there.
We saw them bring up the body.
But we saw them askinhu, come on. They brought the bodies in front of us. The chazinu la'altar, we saw them right away. The ka'amri simanin, and we knew that they were them because we could tell, just things that we could tell about them. The lav alayhu samchinan. Ela asimanim. And it's not because of them, but it's because of the indicators that they told us about. He looked like this, and he looked like that, and he had this thing on his face, whatever. Different simanim that we could verify their identities. Okay, so we can't really learn anything from there because the story was so different. One time a person had given sesame seeds, sesame plants itself, to his friends in front of witnesses. Amar lei, have li shum shemei. Give me my sesame plants. Amar lei, shakil tinhu. You already took them back from me. And this is how much they were. With a chavisa ramyan, and you put them, you still put them in the barrel.
So this is the guy who was supposed to watch them since you already took them, and then the guy who had deposited them said, no, they were exactly this amount. You put them in that barrel there.
You'll
check. Okay.
That's
exactly what I gave you.
Amar lei, the ones that were yours, you already took. And these are different ones. So who do we believe? Rav Chisda thought to say that this is the same as the two Talmid Chacham that died, that drowned. And we saw them come up from the water because we have indicators about the actual people, and we have indicators about the actual plants, I guess because we have the number. In that case, we don't say that these two men are some other men. We assume that they're the same men, and that we believe that they died. And therefore, here also, when it comes to sesame, it's just the things that we should believe that because of the simon that... I assume there's simanim just based on the number that he said, no?
The number and the location.
Okay. Oh, the number and the location, that too. Yeah, nothing about the sesame themselves, but just the circumstances around them. So, Amrali Rabbi, Midami, wait a second, that's not the same thing. Hasim Kamri, Simanim, Hacha, Shimshmi, Mai, Simna, Islu, exactly the same point. Why, what is the great indicator by sesame? The Kamra came to Kan Havyan. Even though he said that's how many there were, it's possible there's the same number, right? The odds of sesame plants looking the same or having the same amount of sesame plants is fairly high. But the odds of a person having the same simanim on their body, is probably not to the level of fingerprinting, but to the level of a person's face is very different than other people's. So then that's a very different level of credibility.
So I guess they weren't concerned about the possibility that the guy had an identical twin.
Yeah. Farfetched, exactly. Amalei Mark Shisha Bar of Chisla Ravashi. Umi Chayshin and Shema Pinan. Are we really worried that a person had cleared out that barrel and put a different one there? To the extent that it looks the same as the original? Vatana, doesn't the Mishnah say, Masa Kli Vatasuv Alav Kuf? If you found a container and it had the letter Kuf on it, right, this is from Meitzer Shein. This is from the Beis HaMikdash, right? So we had different things. We had, which means Kuf is Karban. Mem is Meitzer. Dalis is Dimua, which is like mixed up Chulin and Truma. And you shouldn't eat from it. So Tes is Tevel, untied completely. Tav is Truma. Shavashasa Sakana, Hayukos and Tav Tachas Truma. Why? Because people would feel it.
That is religious persecution against Jews. Yeah, yeah. Would write an abbreviation.
Just for Truma, we're explaining it?
No concern would be if someone like this was in Truma.
Well, I guess
no,
the point.
He says it for all of these. I mean, he just mentioned.
Oh, so why does the trim at the end? I don't know. But the concern is that people would know. But is it really that of? Is it that great of a protection just to write one letter? Presumably it is, meaning that's enough just to have everything in a container. We're not worried that somebody else came along and replaced whatever's in the container with very similar looking things. So here also the sesame should be good enough to know how much is in there. So Amar Le Ravina the Ravashi Lo Chashin Hashem Pino, we don't worry. Ema Seifa, is it possible? Vilo Chashin Hashem Pino, do we not worry about it? Ema Seifa, at the end of that Mishnah says, Rav Yossi Omar Filo Mitzel Chavis, the Kassel La Truma, Hare Elukulin. You have to assume that if you found a container that said Truma on it, you have to assume that what's inside is still considered Kulin. Shani Omer Ishtakat Hava Mali Truma Upina. I could have said that yesterday, it's possible. Not yesterday, last year, this container held truma, and now it's something else inside. Container, you know, you don't come by containers that often.
Isn't that strange, though, because I could understand the other way around, but wouldn't it at least be enough of a riot that you would have to have a doubt that it's truma and not be able to consider it kulin, since there's a lot more restrictions with truma?
You're saying just the level of scrutiny that you need for truma is higher than the level for sesame plants.
Right, I mean, Rabbi Yossi said that if you found a barrel and it says truma on it,
you can't believe it.
You're going to assume that it's really kulin because you're going to assume that probably that was from last year that they had written truma, and now this new stuff.
Yeah, all the more so you should be able to believe the sesame plant, which doesn't have the weight.
No, but I'm asking about why you would make that assumption in this case.
Rashi says because it's a rove. Most things in that area are all chulin. Stuff like that. It doesn't mean about the ruba. So maybe that's why. But again, that would just reinforce the fact that these cases are not the same.
Right.
Ella dekuliyama chashin shamakina. Really, we are concerned that maybe the thing could be emptied out and replaced. Mar savar ibisa definahu. Michbar hava kafar. If the person that had the container would have tried to replace it, so then he would have denied it. He wouldn't have tried to michbar have a kafar. Oh, it doesn't mean to deny. It means that
he would have erased the word
truma. The fact that he didn't means that we believe that there is truma in there. Ve'idach emra ishtaluya ishtali. We would say that maybe he forgot to erase it. Inami lefan chaya shavke. Or he just left it there to protect whatever's inside. We don't feel people coming all over and taking chulin. Chulin they would take. Truma they wouldn't take as much. All right, so there's a good reason why he wouldn't undo it. But in the end of the day, we don't really know when it comes to the sesame whether we can rely on the same types of simanim like the two men who washed up ashore. Okay, quickly here. Yitzchak Reish Galusa Bar Achte Derev Bebe Hava Kazel Kortava Las Pamya. He went from a place of Kortava to a place of Aspamya Shachiv, and he died in Aspamya. Shalchu Me'as, and they sent from Aspamya to Kortava to tell them that Yitzchak Reish Galusa Bar Achte Derev Bebe Hava Kazel Mikortava Las Pamya Shachiv. He came here from Kortava and he died. So, Michai Shinan, Litrei Yitzchak, are we concerned there? Do Yitzchak? Oh, lo. Abai Amar Chashinim, we are concerned. Rav Amar Le Chashinim, Rav says we're not concerned. It says Reish Galusa also. I feel like that's a bit more of a...
There's one
about
here. There was no Reish
Galusa. Is that a historical record, or is that saying that that's how you explain the Gemara?
The early commentaries ask how there could be doubt about the identity of someone so famous as in this generation as the Exilar. In fact, the genealogy of Rav Shrira Gaon indicates there is no Exilar by this name.
And therefore, when they used it, it was some kind of different...
Neither was there such a person in Spain.
And that's why they didn't believe it?
Therefore, the commentaries interpret this case in various ways. Some claim this was individual, not okay. The Exilar, and this was only his nickname.
Right, okay, give that. So, Amar Abaye...
Another explanation.
Right. Amar Abaye, Mina Aminala, how do we know this halacha that we were that Abai is saying, why are we concerned that there are two yitzchaks? Who gita teishtaka panarada? We'll see beside Kolona Masa. It said next to this place, Kolonia, on a adrolinai narada. Person says, I am Androlinia from Narada, Vitaris Vitarechis, Yas Plonis Intisi, and I got divorced from this woman. Vishalcha Vodishmala Kamaj Rabbi Huda Nisia, Vishalach Lei, Tibarik Narada Kula. Go look for all of Narada and try to find this guy. To see if there's another person named Androloni. Rava Amar, what about Narada? Why Narada? You should check the whole world to see if there's another one. If you would be correct that we're concerned that there's a second Androlinai. The only reason that he asked Rabbi Shmuel Avod Shmuel was because they wanted to show respect to Avod Shmuel, but they really didn't have to do that. And that's why Rabbi said, Lo Chashina. If Chashina, we have to do more than just look around the city. I'm Rabbi Minah Minola. Says Rabbi, how do I know that if we're not concerned with two possible same names? The Hani Treishtai Nafim Mechot, and Mechot, there was this contract that two contracts that came out. See the who Chabe Bar Nai Nanai. That Chabe Bar Nanai had lent money to someone. The Nanai Bar Chavai. Also the same thing. Oh no, the other way around. Nani Bar Chavai had given money. The Agbe Behu Bar Avua Zuze and Rabba Bar Agbe Behu Rabba Bar Avua Zuze Bar Avua Zuze. He used it to collect from the loan from both of them. V'Chave Bar Nanai V'Nanai Bar Chave B'Mchoz Shlichi Tuva. There are many people that have the same names as Chava Bar Nanai and Nanai Bar Chave. How could he base it on those two contracts? So and Avabaye, that who says that we do worry. So what was the case there? Why are we worried? Ilan Asila Mizar Zahir Bay. If someone lost the document, we shouldn't be worried because a person would be very careful and not lose their document. Ilupikadon, if we're worried that maybe somebody else put that document there, and this person is not the actual litigant in the loan, or he's just protecting it. Kevin to Shmei, Hishmei, because they have similar names, Lo Nafkid Gabe. He wouldn't leave by someone who has the same name. So my Amar Dilma Master Lahu, Sagamara, maybe someone just got this document. But they didn't actually do the acquisition yet. Sugama says, Osios Niknos Bimsira. Letters are acquired.
The document is acquired just by handing it over.
That's an indicator enough. And of course, so according to the Vaye, we're not worried in that situation. Yeah, I mean, we're not worried in that situation because the way that financial documents go, there's more credibility to them for one reason or another. Okay, I've got to get started.